Okay, good morning, everybody. And Shavuot Tov. So continuing on from discussion of the Isur Shichros and then the Isur Liyoshatov Ben Hashem, the Rambam returns to Halacha that he actually dealt with, as he refers to explicitly here in Perek Beis of Hilchos Sanhedrin, which we studied together, which is basically predicated on the Ma'aseh of Yonah HaMelech and Shimon Ben Shetach, and the loss of all of the Chachamim of that generation. So the Rambam writes, Kvar Biyarnu Shemalcha Beis David Don in Osan, Umi'idin alayhem. We'll get to, if not tomorrow, then the day after that, the fact that the Rambam doesn't address their capacity to give edus, that they're not made, and the relationship between the Melech and the Kohen Gadol is that issue here. That's a Hilchos Edus topic that we'll talk about. Aval Malchei Yisrael, Gazur Cham Mishlo Yadun, Velo Danin Osan, Velo Meid, Velo Midin Alav. So from all directions, they can't be done, and we don't judge them. That was the Masa Yaneh HaMelech, Hamod Al Raglacha. Velo Danin Oso, Velo Meid, it's not a witness, not credible. Velo Meidin Alav, we don't testify about them. Bibnei Shaliban Gaspahen, more than a second. Veyavu Minadavar Takala, Vehefseid Al Hadas. This is like a Chal Shabbos Achas, Kadesha Tishmor Shabbos Osarbe. As we explained, it's not good. We don't like for things to be outside of the reach of Halacha. At the same time, you know, you have to know boundaries and limits, and it's just a better part of wisdom not to cause a massive takala to the systems. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Malchim is David Avvishin Moshiben Osam B'Sanhedrin Yoshev Edanim Heim Es Ha'am. Right, they can't serve in the Sanhedrin, but they are done as Ha'am. V'danin Osam Yesh Aleihem Din. V'Malchi Yisrael Ein Danin Vein Danin Osam L'fi She'ein Dechnoim L'Divrei Torah Shema Tavo Mehem Takala. So there the Rambam uses it B'Torah Shema. Here, the Rambam projects it much more as B'Torah's Vadai. But what actually interests me is, you know, even more, is in Sanhedrin, it's Ein Nichnoim, the Divrei Torah. Here, the Rambam's formulation, I think, is even stronger. Liban Gaspahen. Right, and this, I think, is this the Smuchin, B'Mishnah Torah Darshan, right? So this is what the Rambam was talking about in terms of the Isur Shichros and the Isur of the Oshatuf Ben Hashem, in particular, Al Hasaras Libo Hikpida Torah, Libo Hulev Kol Akal. So when the Rambam finished saying Libo Hulev Kol Akal, that's of course only true of Malchi Beis David. Right, Malchi Yisrael is not Begeder, is not Bebechinas, Liban Lev Kol Akal. The opposite, it's Liban Gaspahem. So here, I think the Rambam projects, you know, Liban Gaspahem, and it's Peteres Vada, Yavu Mira Davar Takal, as opposed to Hilchos Sanhedrin, where it's much more, you know, B'Torah's Safik, where the Einichnan de B'Torah Shema Tavo Mehen Takala, which is a very different kind of formulation. But again, here in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam is focused very heavily on Lev, so, you know, as he has been the entire Perek, and the Rambam's, you know, attention to Lev is something that we've noted, you know, going back all the way to the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, but you know, the emphasis in this parak is certainly you know, an amplified emphasis. So the Rambam really wanted to get this point across of Libo Hulev Kol Akal, and that certainly can only apply to Malchei Beis David as opposed to Malchei Yisrael. And so here in Hilchos Melachim, as opposed to Hilchos Sanhedrin, where he just says that they're not nichnoim to Divrei Torah. There, that's an appropriate formulation. Here, the Rambam says Liban, you know, Gaspahem, it's futile in that way, because they, you know, they don't respond in this fashion, and it's exactly the opposite of what, you know, we aspire for in terms of, you know, what Malchus should be. Velo Yasur Levavo, these people unfortunately have already lost that sensitivity.